Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everybody to We Could Be Wrong. This is your host tonight, your dude Mahmood. Tonight we have Still Sean and the Honest Conservative, Renee. Mike will be joining us later on, but he's having some issues with his
technical difficulty.
Tonight we're going to be talking about a topic that's going to hit hard for everybody. But before we get to that, I wanted to say a few things. The reason why all of us go to work every day and try to make a life for ourselves is so that we can have a comfortable life and so that we can make the world a better place, not just for ourselves, but for the next generation ahead of us. Because that's who that is really important to us, our children, and because they're going to be the next leaders. It's up to us to take that charge now to make the world a better place. So let's be patient when we discuss with each other and try to listen to what we each say. Tonight's topic is going to be a situation that happened in Oklahoma where a 16-year-old non-binary student was attacked and then had to go to the hospital seeking care the next day and later perished. It wasn't given a clear definitive as to what was the cause of death, but with the way things are, there's not a safe space for this young man or the transgendering woman and was led to violence. What are your thoughts on this? Sean, Renee?
Well, my feeling, honestly, is, and I'm not sure, I think you guys remember this, I had a transgender son who committed suicide. You know, if it doesn't interfere with my lifestyle, I don't care. I mean, if I don't like watching homosexuals kiss on the street, but I don't like watching heterosexuals kiss on the street and get hot and heavy either. It's one of those things, there are places that you do your personal stuff in your own space. So to that end, I feel I don't care if someone's transgender, non-binary, ambiguous. It doesn't mean a difference to me. I know what I am. I know what I like, and I associate with the people I want to associate. I think beating somebody up, and you're right, we don't know if they killed them, but beating somebody up because you don't agree with their lifestyle, to me, they were kids. I was going to say it's childish, but they were kids. You know, but I think kids learn what they live. And I think there are a lot of people that are very non-open to other people's lifestyle, you know, whether it be sexual orientation, whether it be Catholic or Protestant, with their fights in, you know, Northern Ireland on that. So I think there's a lot of things. We just need to start being more patient. If it doesn't affect me, I don't care. That's my opinion.
Okay, so I'm going to go strictly by the article I read, and which is the latest article. And the article that I read was that it was determined after an autopsy that the cause of death had nothing to do with the incident in the bathroom. None of the injuries sustained by this individual caused the death. Another thing I read was that quoting the student that died on Facebook posts and stuff like that. I think it's Facebook posts or texts he had written friends, or she had written friends. However, I don't know if it was a boy or girl that wanted to. Was it a boy that was transitioned to a girl?
Yes.
Non-binary, which means they don't associate with either.
Okay, well, whatever it is, or he or she is, whatever they. The parents called him they. So. According to him on text to friends, he said he was tired of being bullied, or she or they, and that he was tired of it, went into the bathroom and poured water on these kids. And that's how the fight started. So it's hard to determine who was the aggressor, and what the cause of death was. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, because this person is non-binary doesn't mean he or she was not the aggressor, or, you know, I don't know. Cause I don't know if you guys personally, I know you knew somebody, but in my my opinion, I kind of agree with what Sean said. If it doesn't bother me, I mean, if it doesn't have anything to do with me, then I don't care. The problem is that right now as a society, it's being just everywhere you look, it's kind of being forced upon us. And we either accept it or we're prejudiced or we're whatever. See, I shouldn't have to even think about that, right? It shouldn't even be in my life. I don't care. So why am I hearing constantly about it? Why is it being thrown at me constantly? TV shows, the news, schools. Now, I don't know if you heard the latest, but Planned Parenthood and their new, I don't know what you call it, but their new guide towards parents, they're saying that we should ask our toddlers what they want to be. Are they a boy or a girl? And that's how we determine what they are. I don't agree with stuff like that. So I'm not going to take my kid away from eating the snots to ask him, are you a boy or a girl? I mean, that's ridiculous. I think it's being forced upon parents. Like, oh, you have to choose. You should ask your toddler what they are to determine if they're going to be a boy or a girl. I don't think that's right.
So you feel that it's shoved a lot into the media right now, but what?
Real quick, I just want to say February 22nd, 2024 at 6:05 p.m., Renee and I agreed.
Oh, nice job. For the first time ever.
I agree because it doesn't bother me, but it shouldn't affect me either. I shouldn't even know about that. Why do I know?
No, I agree with you too.
Well,
I agree with you.
I want to say that this was a safe space, is what the restroom is, and this is how people feel. That's why there's so many strong sides in both ways, that these young women were going to the restroom and feeling unsafe, but also for this child, where else were they supposed to turn to use the men's restroom as they transition into a female, or to continue to use the female's restroom as they feel that way?
Well, it's like Renee said, though. Do we know if the person, if they were the instigator? Because I heard the same part. I'm not sure what's true and not true, but that he went in or they went in and started the conflict.
See,
I don't know if it's true.
That's what's been reported.
Right.
Then would you guys, if it was that they were the instigator, would you guys think that equivalence of force was reasonable for a student to have to go seek medical care afterwards? I know fights and stuff, but you go home after.
That's where I'm confused, though. I'm confused because in the article, it says they went into the restroom. So in my mind, I'm like thinking, well, is it the non-binary student and his friends? Because he said the non-binary student and their friends were tired of being bullied. So was it a group of them that went in there? Or was it him and that they're calling him they? So I'm kind of confused by the article myself. So I don't know what the situation is.
Right. No one deserves to die, first of all. No one deserves to die. We all agree with that.
Absolutely. It was a loss of life. I mean, who knows what the cause was? Because it wasn't defined. Yeah.
And if they were being bullied, I feel very bad because I've seen that happen in my life. When I was a kid, bullying was much more prevalent. I did my best to stop it. I used to walk kids home because to make sure they didn't get bullied, because I've always been a big guy. But, you know, bullying's part of childhood. It's a sad thing, but it happens. Go ahead, Renee.
I'm glad you said that, because I think that bullying has always existed, even before non-binary, transgenderism, all that. It's always existed, and it's always existed in one way or another. I used to be bullied because I went to a school that was almost all white, and I was the one Mexican kid that people picked on, right? You know? But I think what's happening now is, like, everyone's focused not on the kids that are being bullied because they're black, because they're Mexican, because they're fat, because they're white, whatever it may be, but because it's such a big topic in America, the whole transgender, non-binary, all this stuff, everyone's focusing on this and blowing it up, right? Like, if this is something new, this has always existed, always.
I can name, personally,
I've known of people that have gone into fights and died later. It had nothing to do with the fight. So that happens also. I think what it is the media building this up to try to turn us against each other again, making this a bigger subject than what
it is.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, man, I've been trying for all this time, guys, yelling at you. I'm sorry.
That's no, we saw you. You're good.
I think the reason.
You couldn't hear me, though.
No, you had yourself on mute. Well, I could see the mute on you.
Well, tell me, you guys, I'm on mute.
I know.
Mike, welcome. We're talking.
So I got a lot of your conversation, guys. I listened to it. The fact that this person was binary, I don't think. I mean, I would assume he. I'm sorry, Sean. Was non-binary. Was it a guy? Or
it was non-binary, which means someone that does not associate with men or men or women.
But what was this person's gender?
I don't know.
According to what we would traditionally go by.
Assuming male or female.
Either way, I would think the school would provide, I mean, would simply say, you know, you were born a woman or girl, you simply go to the girl's restroom. You may identify as a guy all you want, but you cannot go in the male restroom. That would have been something I think I would establish as a school.
Well, that might have happened.
Oklahoma law is a very gender accepting state where like the school is following the law, allowing the student to choose restrooms. So the law in Oklahoma actually is very gender safe. I guess, how would you say that?
Friendly? There would have to be court cases, I would think, on that to have decided that was the acceptable that because the school district has authority. Look at that situation in Texas with that black kid who's getting thrown out of school because he's got his hair too long. Have you heard about that? Right.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. The school has a right. I'm listening to this and I'm going, okay, the school has a right to create a standard for its community that they want everybody to live up to. That's what that is. It gives locals the authority to do that as long as you're not, I guess, infringing on anybody's, you know, constitutional rights. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing in this situation. The school district has to set the mandate for like, hey, this is the procedure. This is what you're going to do. You know, and if, you know, if she was born a gender female, if I were the administrator, I would say, you know, you need to use the female's restroom, not trying to be disrespectful, but that's your gender. And, you know, that's right. The way it goes. Well,
I wouldn't think a non-binary would worry about that. I think they would choose the one that they were told to use as a non-binary. I could be wrong.
You'd think.
Well, yeah, but
are they getting bullied in the? Are they getting bullied in the bathroom that is friendly? Or are they getting bullied in the bathroom where maybe there was going to be aggression shown?
Good question. Don't know.
So you guys said that bullying does happen and it toughens you up, but with what Mike just said. In regards to setting a policy for these students so that it could be fair across the board is understandable. It's just that this escalation, it's sad to see. And I think why it's pushed down media so much is that how violent people are getting about it. And that's the problem, how I see it. You know, you guys said it's fair to be free and live your life, and there's no reason to shove it down anybody else's throat. So how everybody should live, but everybody's becoming so violent, they can't even let anybody else live their life.
But again, we don't know the whole story right yet. We don't know the whole story. Once we know the story, then we can make judgment. But like Renee said, all I know is what I've heard initially. Did the binary person start the fight? It doesn't deserve being killed, but did they start it? I don't know.
Here's another. Let's flip the script real quick. Today, I heard a story, and it was on a conservative side, and I think it's fear-mongering on both sides. Because when you look at conservative television, it's the opposite fear-mongering, right? There's a high school, I believe, or a junior high, that has a basketball team, and then they played another. It's a girls' basketball team, and they played another basketball team that had transgender students. They were born men, identify as women, so they're allowed on their basketball team. So they were competing, and one of the transgender students yanked the ball away from one of the girls and threw her down. Several students were injured on the girls, the all-girl team, and then the game was forfeited because the kids didn't want to be injured. So now you got conservative parents up in arms because they're allowing boys to play on the team and are injuring the girls. So now that's fear-mongering, right? So that's the kind of stories that brings out that anger in conservatives, let's say, or people that are not against it, but like don't agree with it, or right, against it, I guess. And then you get this, you know, they talk about it, their kids hear about it, they get angry, they go to school, they see a transgender, you know, and it, that's what it is. It's really, I believe it's just media, one side saying one thing, the other side another thing, and it's just kind of pushing us against each other. That's what I think. Yep.
So in a case like this, would it be the responsibility of the student, the faculty, and the parents all to have a policy applied, set so that
The parents would have asked for one. The parent that should have been established with the parents and the child with the principal. In my mind, okay, maybe I'm way out of line, but that from my experience in education, that would have been put in place, okay. And you know, my question about to you, Renee, would be how old were the kids in that team?
They were in junior high, I believe.
Okay. Well, at some junior high might be the last place that you would see mixed like that. Above that, and I guess there are probably some districts that want to do that, but I totally disagree with that. And I think most of America disagrees with that concept, that a biologically born guy would be able to play athletics with on the girls' team. That's just a no-brainer to me.
It happens, but I agree with you, Mike. I think a lot of people don't agree with it. You know, what the college one, that's a guy who transgendered who won the thing. There was a transgender golfer who played in the female pro-am and won a big tournament. And people are going, that's not right.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not when you also have a women's tournament. Not when you have a women's tournament and a men's tournament.
Well, make a transgender tournament and make a third part.
So
yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, go for it.
That'll be so let's finish off with the first topic. Do you think that maybe we'll just have more open communication and we'll get more details down on that story? But
I think this is a back to story where we discussed it. And then once more details come out, then we can discuss it. We may be wrong. The transgender or non-binary kid may have been in all. You know, he may have not been the aggressor. He may have been the one attacked. We don't know.
Right.
But right now, what's being reported, it's very hard to say whether what happened was right or wrong. I know death is always wrong. But then again, what's being reported is that the cause of death wasn't what happened in the bathroom. So I don't know.
So we'll get back to this story with some further details. But we finalized is, hopefully some policies can be set in place so that everybody and all the students and parents can feel safe so that they can all attend and learn together, whether you're male, female, or non-binary, so that they don't have a loss of life. And that's something maybe we can all agree on.
Yep.
Agreed.
But at the same time, they don't have more rights than anybody else.
No,
I think that's something that needs to be kept in mind as well. And sometimes some of the protests, you almost hear like, wait a minute, you're wanting special rights here. That's not what this is all about.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mike.
Yeah,
because a lot of the stories you hear is about the rights of transgender students, non-binary students, whatever it is. What about the rights of the other students? Do they not have rights?
Well, sure they do. Of course they do. But yeah, it's a hot button issue right now in America. That's for darn sure.
I think all the students should have the same rights because they're all students together. It's just that they should all feel the ability to feel safe. That's the concern here. And that shouldn't give you any more rights than anybody else.
And I think we all agree with that.
And the school has the duty to provide a safe environment for everybody. That's where this kind of bothers me, because it's like, if I were the principal, I certainly would have tried to head this thing off. I mean, again, we don't know what happened, but I would have tried to head this thing off in some way to go, you know, this is going to be the most comfortable thing for everybody to do. Let's do this, you know, and don't start insisting. No, I demand. And that's, you know, that's that you wanting more rights kind of thing. So we just don't know, do we? That's, so we'll have to kind of wait.
That's understandable.
I think there's a toxicology report out right now, or it's being investigating it. So if it turns out this kid OD'd on something or was taking drugs or, you know, that may have contributed, you know, sort of like.
A lot of us did drugs in high school.
I mean, we'll leave that up. We'll leave that up to the evidence that we find, and we'll fill everybody in later.
I understand what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, or intentionally did something to.
Right.
It's a stressful life for anybody going through that. And if you need any help, just learn to have hopefully a good support system, and we'll provide resources linked in the bio later for anybody else that needs help. So the next topic is we were just talking about something with how do you guys felt about sports and these kids? Is it fair to have them all assimilate together in the divisions, or is it better to keep gendered neutral with their sports?
I think we all agree on that already. They shouldn't be mixed in. Male, female, and other category. No one thinks they should be mixed in. At least my opinion. They probably are.
Not fair. Okay, but, it's just not fair. There's a fairness issue. It's just flat out to me not fair. Bottom line. For me.
I mean, as much as we want to say that men and female are equal athletic-wise, it's just not true. It's been proven time and time again. I mean, even what is it that the tennis player, where the Williams sister, she was asked, there's an interview with her. It's a very popular interview. It's played all the time on conservative sites because that proves their point. They asked her if she was to play against a certain player, what would happen? And she flat out said that she would get destroyed. I mean, she's probably the best woman's tennis player, but she can't even compete with a man because men are just built different.
Yeah. Well, top men and top female athletes, if you compare them, you're right. But there are a lot of females that'll kick my ass in tennis for sure. But I agree. Oh, yeah. Top players, boom. Yeah.
No, but there was a basketball team of women that claim they could beat a guy's team. And they were beaten by a high school team, and they're a professional
woman. I saw that. Yeah.
So even turn of the mill, regular team from high school beat a professional league.
It was probably a good high school team.
It probably was.
Yeah. But you're right. I saw that story, Renee.
So what you guys are saying is that on a genetic level, it's just not equal, and that's why it shouldn't be.
It's not.
So what happens when these students want to get into a division, these transgender or non-binary students? Is it, again, up to the faculty to create another division or to put them in as they feel by their birth?
There has to be rules within, there has to be rules within the NC2A and wherever they are rules to simply say, hey, this is the standard, this is what... You know, this is what makes you a male. This is what makes you a female. And that's it. Done deal. You know, that's the way I would be. But, you know, you got to pass through the courts. And I think the courts would at some point get to where it would be like, no, there's already women's league. There's already that's the whole thing is stupid. There's women's league.
You know, women fought so hard to have their own league and their own everything. And now it's like, no one cares about that.
Right. Well, I think the women's NBA is pretty popular. Women's tennis. Yeah. There are some sports that are pretty top. Women's soccer is very popular.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. They fought so hard to get those sports established and all that, women's sports. And then for somebody that's a male, that all of a sudden can be in the WNBA and change the whole game, gotcha. I think that's unfair. Yeah. That's unfair to these top women athletes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think we pretty much all agree on that.
And I don't agree with it, but recently, because it's so easy to just say whether you're man or female, there's been situations where there's a top woman's power lifter, which was born a man, who was just destroying all the competition. So in order for to prove a point, a guy, full beard, looked like a dude, said he identified as a woman and crushed this other guy like nothing. And he became a world champ, a women's champion weightlifter. And it's like, you know, now you got a guy that's trying to prove a point. Look, I could just say I'm a woman too then and just beat him. Yeah. I think he's doing it because he just wants to be able to beat people when he's not even an average athlete as a man. But as a woman, he's like a top athlete. I mean, I think it's unfair because I think, unfortunately, yeah. being abused.
Yeah.
That's going too far, Renee. Believe it or not, the left can go too far. The left can go too far. Well, I mean, California and a lot of the policies in California are too far. They really are. They're way too far. But compare those to Florida, and that asshole in Florida, he's way too right. He's way yeah. too right.
You know, I agree.
If you look at one is one side and Newsom is the other side, you know, I'm trying to find something in the middle, you know.
The middle, yeah.
Yeah, where we can kind of get along. And
I know only got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah,
can I bring up one topic and just get everyone's opinion on it real quick?
Let me finish up with what we just gathered and you can bring it up.
Go ahead.
So with the sports divisions, we think that it's natural to have a women's division and a men's division. And then that's why we create these rules and protocols. So on a case-by-case basis, if there was ever a non-binary or a transgender-changing student or athlete, they can be evaluated like that on a per basis.
They are what they're born. They're not evaluated and decided upon.
So just keep it straight.
If they were born a woman, they have to be within a woman category. If they're born a man, they have to be within a man category.
All right, so let's keep it like that. That's how we're going to divide the sports. That's how they've been doing it for years. Renee, what do you want to bring up? We've got 5 minutes left.
5 minutes, real quick, guys. I don't know if you guys have read the story, heard the story, or whatever, but in California, a Chinese national, a woman, was sworn in something to do with the voting committee or something. The top voting committee in California was sworn in, and she's not a citizen. She's not allowed to vote. But yet, she was voted in California through Newsom. And when she was sworn in, she was sworn in Chinese. Do you think, I want to see how far off we are here. Do you think that's right? Do you think that's wrong?
So if that's true, Renee, that's 100% wrong. Should not be allowed. End of story.
Okay. All right.
Real simple. That's real simple. Obviously, she has to be up. She's going to get a high functioning job within the state of California. It's a state job you're talking about, I'm assuming?
Yes.
A, she has to be a citizen, and B, obviously, she has to be able to speak the language.
Amen.
Now, she could be an interpreter or something, you know, along those lines, perhaps. But
no, yeah.
That's the category.
Not you as US, she has to be US.
It's a new story, just came out, heard it a million times on conservative news. They're making a big old thing about it, which I think is justifiable.
It is.
I don't think that if she's not even allowed to vote as a citizen, she's not a citizen. She's Chinese national, and she's going to get a top position in California state job. It has to do with voting. I don't know. I think that's wrong.
So unless she's involved with helping write a Chinese ballot, I assume they do a Chinese ballot. I think they do in San Francisco. I'll bet you they do in San Francisco. They create a Chinese ballot.
So Renee,
I think they create a Hmong ballot in Fresno for their Hmong community. Yeah.
No, that I understand, but being placed in the top position in government,
That's the only thing I'm not trying to defend her, Renee, but it's the only thing I could think of would get a job as if she knew Chinese. But even then, there have to be other people that know Chinese that have citizens, or, you know, that speak the language, English as well. So I don't know.
Yeah. I just want to see how far off we are.
So she was taking the position, and they only swore her in Chinese. There was no like English and then Chinese translation afterwards. Is that what you're saying?
It was only Chinese. She insisted on it being Chinese.
maybe this is a
ghost story also.
Maybe we'll bring that up next week. Sean, bring us on with your Today in History.
Okay, Today in History, real quick, guys. A lot of sports stuff. 1860, the first baseball game was played in San Francisco between the Eagles and the Red Rovers. 1879, the first Woolworths opened in the United States. 1962, Wilt Chamberlain sets NBA records for 34 three-flow attempts. 1979, Billy Martin named manager of the Oakland A's. 1980, a lot of us remember this, Miracle on Ice, U.S. beat the Russians. 1986, and I remember this, started the People Power Revolt in the Philippines. I was there. In 2019, Robert Kraft was charged with solicitation of prostitution. Births today, George Washington, 1732. Al Gross, the inventor of the walkie-talkie, 1918. Ted Kennedy, 1932. Julius Irving turned 73 today. Steve Irvin, the croc hunter, was born in 1962. And Drew Barrymore turns 48 today. Finally, two deaths. Americo Vespucci, the actually Italian explorer, discovered America, 1512. And finally, Andy Warhol died in 1987. That's American history.
Thanks, Sean, for Today in History. Our final note is, with today changing, let us just learn about each other and discuss, because that's how we're going to create a better place. And while everything is changing, that doesn't mean we can't hold fast on our traditions. So take that patience, move forward, and let's learn from today's episode. Thank you all for being here.
Ciao. Take care, guys.